everyone. I am tired out of my mind, and I just got home, and I want to do this road trip questionnaire by Texan Blonde, because I think it's really sweet, but also, like, it's late at night, so I'm gonna try to answer these, like rapid-fire questions. I'm gonna just go through all of them as fast as I can, with minimal rambling. I will try to control myself, because I want to get this posted as soon as possible. Number one, do you like road trips in general, yes or no? Yes. Number two, do you like going on road trips with people? Does it need to be someone specific? I would prefer going on road trips by myself, but going on road trips with people are also okay if it's the right kind of person, I guess. But yeah, generally I would like to go by myself. Three, do you prefer music, windows down, or silence? Music. Four, would you rather take back roads, interstate/highways, or what other type of roads? If I'm trying to get to a specific place, definitely highways. Like if I was like, I'm gonna go on a road trip to this place where I will visit my friend, then definitely highways. But if I just have the time to chill, definitely back roads. The scenic route is a lot of fun. Number five, do you pack heavy or travel light? I pack very heavy. I have no shame in my heavy packing. I come very well prepared. Number six, what is your ideal length of road trip? The longest one that I've had was about 3 days of just totally straight driving with literally no brakes. And I wasn't driving. It was when I was young and my mom and her boyfriend were like switching out in the front seat, or in the driver's seat, I should say. So I mean, I wasn't actually driving by myself, and also like me being the only one driving, which I guess is a given if you're by yourself. I haven't really gone that long. I think I've only gone 8 hours in one day. I just stepped on, or not stepped on, but I leaned my chair on a cat toy, so that was that squeaky noise. But anyway, what was I saying? I haven't gone that long, but, if I had, like, the time to, like, maybe camp out in between and stuff, then I could probably go for about a week or so and be happy without, like, having a huge settle down. Seven, do you stay at fancy hotels, cheap motels, or stay in your vehicle? Honestly, I have no problem sleeping in my vehicle, but people always convince me out of it because they say it's unsafe. So cheap motels, I guess. Number eight, or do you take it up a notch and use an RV? Nope. Number nine, how much is too much when it comes to planning a road trip? I think it depends on the point or the cause of the road trip. So yeah, it depends. I mean, in some cases, I'm definitely a very, very heavy planner, but also I think it's really nice to have no plan sometimes, so yeah. Number 10, do you have an organized list or just say screw it and hope you got what you need? Organized list. 11, do you plan an itinerary or go with the flow? I think that's kind of the same answer as like how much is it too much when it comes to planning. It really depends on the nature of the road trip. Number 12, what are your essential road trip snacks and drinks? Bananas. A lot of bananas. Drinks, water, honestly. Just lots of water. So yeah, bananas are good snacks, apples are great snacks, granola bars are pretty good, yep, that's probably it. I guess if I was gonna stop somewhere and get something, I would probably get like a bag of chips, because chips are good, but like I don't really generally like eating chips because they make my stomach feel funny. But anyway, 13, what kind of food would you pull over to mid-trip? What kind of food would you pull over to mid-trip to experience? I'm guessing that's like, what kind of food would you pull over mid-trip to experience? I don't know. I'm really not that big of a food romantic. Food's never really been a big deal to me, so probably nothing. Although, generally, my favorite restaurants are Italian or like Greek and Mediterranean. I really like those types of food. Or if there was like a really, really cool like vegan restaurant, like a whole restaurant that was vegan, I would probably pull over to check that out just cause I'm a vegan. Let's see, what scene would make you pull over for a picture? Nothing, I don't take pictures. 15, do you like being in the pictures or just capturing whatever you want to see? probably capturing whatever I want to see if I was going to take a picture. Night, daytime, or any time driving to get you there faster. Night is definitely the best. But also, no problems with daytime driving either. It's just fun to drive at night. What kind of weather do you like driving in, and what kind of weather would make you stop? Or do you keep going? I keep going. Pretty much no matter what. I don't think I've ever stopped before a forest storm, and that's saying something, because, like, I have driven through some very rough storms that I really should not have driven through. But, yeah, I mean, I'm sure, you know, if there was, like, a tornado or something, I would stop. But, yeah, for, like, bad rain and storms, yeah, I don't really stop. Okay, 18. What places do you absolutely have to visit? So many places. I'm guessing this is just referring to road trips, though, so I'm going to keep it within, within the U.S. I would love to visit, L.A., and also I've been to L.A. before, but I would love to go, like, by myself, and, like, have me be in control of the trip, so, a lot of these places I've been to, but I'm just gonna say them anyway, because these are the places that are, like, on my current list to go back to or to visit for the first time, if that's the case. So, L.A., Portland, Seattle, somewhere in Montana, I don't know where, I just think Montana sounds pretty, Sedona, Sedona, Missouri, New York, Boston, and yeah, I think that's like my current list of top places that I want to visit. What places do you absolutely... Oh, that was the same question. 19. What is your favorite and worst road trip memory? Well, I will say my clearest memories. Neither of them are all good, and neither of them are all bad, but these are my two clearest memories. One is on that three-day road trip that I was talking about when I was... That happened when I was younger. We witnessed... It was really, really late at night, like maybe 2 or 3 a.m., and we witnessed this horrible car accident. Like, it was terrible. There were literally chunks of car that were flying in the air. Like, they were probably not really flying, but, like, we were driving, so it seemed like they were coming straight for us, and my mom's boyfriend was driving at the time, and he was literally having to, like, swerve to, like, get out of the way of these chunks of car that were flying at him. And it was, like, this 18-wheeler that had hit a van, and the van had, like, flipped and gotten totally smushed, and the guy died. And it was terrible. But my parents, or my mom, became this, like, witness to this crime, so she was having to deal with, like, law stuff for years after that, because she was, like, one of the only witnesses to this. So, yeah, I remember that a lot. I remember a lot of the rain and the storm and the swerving a lot. And then a few years before that, we had done the same trip, but we had taken a lot more time because my mom wasn't dating him at the time, so she was driving alone, which made us have to, like, stop at night and sleep. So it took about a week when we did the road trip that time. And on one of the days, I, like, really had to pee, and I was really young. I think I was probably maybe between 7 and 9, somewhere. I really, really had to pee, and we were, like, in the middle of the desert, pretty much, somewhere between, like, Texas and Arizona. It was just this giant stretch of road with no other cars and definitely no place to go to the bathroom. And I just remember, like, having to pee on the side of the road and how horrible it was. So I guess both of those are kind of bad memories. Yeah, I don't have a favorite road trip memory yet, but I really love, like, the idea of road trips, and I know that they can be great, and I like the short ones that I've done, like the 8-hour drives and stuff that I've done. Those have mostly been fun. So yeah, I really want to go on, like, a really good road trip. Number 20, explain your dream road trip. So I guess those kind of go together well, those ideas. I would love to go on a road trip with my significant other and not really have an aim, just, like, be able to take 2 months or maybe 1 month out of our schedule and just, like, drive all over and find really pretty places and, like, go hiking every night, you know, can camp out and look at the stars and do all that romantic dreamy stuff. I think that just sounds really adorable and wonderful. And thinking about it makes me happy. So, yeah, that's all the questions. I hope you enjoyed this very quick questionnaire. And I will see all of you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.